healthcare district. We'll start the meeting with approving our agenda. Any of the board members have anything they want to add or change?
Marilyn, I would like to have a discussion a little bit about the Buffalo Bulletin's editorial about our need to become a paramedic service. I'm just.
Would that be under?
New business.
New business?
I don't know if that's where we should be headed or having more further discussion about it or what. I'd like to know more about their information.
All right. Anything else?
Is Jim not going to be here today?
No, he's not going to be here today. Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda with the addition of the discussion under new business?
So moved.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Did I get a second?
Start second.
Second, yeah.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So we'll review the vouchers now. It'll take about 15, 20 minutes or so, and then we'll move forward.
That's those.
You want some first?
Why don't you go some first, and I'll count on you.
Well.
Okay, thank you.
Did you want those, Marilyn? The official statements? Do you like to?
You know what? I had some printed off, but I'd like to do is open them.
Yeah.
And then have the board members initial. Okay. Is what I think we need to do.
Okay.
It's not a very slick way to open a letter, but.
Stuff up. Thank you. Some stuff. Raven in there poking around me. Oh, I got that.
Yeah, he's always hanging around me. Yeah, but he's still on the office again. He's still on the bunch of board.
He's supposed to be going golfing or something.
Colt had a stroke here 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think he operates quite as well on the golfing side.
He can't go. He's a ball around.
Every one of these things you already seen here before, right? I think it's listed, right? That you sent in.
These are those. That's
yeah, you've seen them all in person.
So,
yeah. I've seen them listed in the report, too, right?
Yeah.
School district.
This is going to start bringing these so that we can use them because we've all been using them because they've been seeing these bank statements.
Yeah, because everybody's seen them at the time. All the regulations.
I'm going to bring them in with bank statements. And we show them so that the board members have seen what's there.
Here is all
the
gym stuff.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm just about done.
Okay.
You didn't sign it.
No.
You're not a signer?
I'm not a signer.
Hopefully Marie is.
And the affidavits or the vouchers that have to be signed, I guess, by you for Buffalo, is that correct?
Is that what we write? I guess that's what we decided. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just go down the mark.
Or you need to look at them too.
Was it all inside?
So just me.
You'll sign them, right?
Yeah.
And do you sign this?
Mm-hmm.
If it's the district wide stuff.
And Marine too.
So this peak coats one window replacement.
Yeah, there's an insurance check that will be issued for guys. There's a sheet attached to it from the insurance agent.
Okay. Yep. See it.
I didn't say that before. Yes, you did.
So on this striker, that's the one where we determined that we didn't have a line in our budget.
Right. And so you and me and Carrie, we decided to do the radio maintenance and add equipment to that.
Just so the rest of the board knows that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Which will be something to probably consider when the budget's made for the next fiscal year.
We need to sign a copy of the Constitution.
Yes.
We have.
Oh, you got them, okay.
Yes.
There's a couple of something I wanted to say about that. You can go ahead. Mark, to do those, we need to initial these approved bills for June and for July and August, and then the minutes are in here as well.
Okay.
Yeah, July's in there because I didn't realize they needed initial till I went back to them.
Did you see that? Those two front looks of that.
Yes.
This is a good calendar. I just noticed. Because this is the same. So it's a different percentage. So 8% is the first one. 17. That way they have something to compare. That's just what, where we're at. This is a fee or something. So just put it in.
Okay,
so
what's that?
Marilyn will have to sign the law.
Exactly.
District-wide minutes.
Everybody got those. Good. Okay. We did both that to Teresa. Thank you. Yep.
Okay. Are there any questions about any of the vouchers or any things we need to discuss there? Okay, we did have one from a Visa that we're trying to figure out. It's like $3 for some kind of a parking something. I don't know, but we're not going to pay that. Just we'll do some more figuring and see where that came from. So with that, can I have a motion to approve the vouchers?
So moved.
Second.
And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Review and approve the minutes.
I didn't see anything online or whatever in the minutes that I read, so I didn't make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I second it.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, minutes have been approved. Under the treasurer's report, the treasurer isn't here tonight, but he said that to just pass along, it looks like all the line items are where they need to be for this time of year, and he didn't see anything that would give him any concern. Do you have something, Scott?
No, I just, you know, it says 8% is where we should be.
Yeah, Carrie just brought that up to me. I need to actually go in and
double
change
that or whatever.
To 17%.
Yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
I'll adjust
yeah.
that going forward.
All right. I was like, we've seen Buffalo EMS twice.
I have another just question on that.
Okay.
On the out-of-county transfers, I know that's a new line item, and I was just wondering if it was a formula thing, but... So year to date, we've collected $79,240. Our budget was $50,000. So I'm thinking that that's a formula thing there because that should be over 100%. Do you see what I'm saying? So it might be a formula adjustment.
Yeah, should there
adjustment.
Be a percentage carrying through there?
Yeah. I'll look. Play around with that, she said, but I did probably just deleted or it wasn't copied. But I think we should have a percentage there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can help with that. There should be just like the ones above it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
I think it's just a formula.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, so far. I mean, we've already received over 150%.
Speaking of which, is this a place, but could we have an update on what's been billed out so that we kind of have an idea? Because we lag so much.
Oh,
would
like
it be possible?
Under the treasury report?
Right.
Sure. I don't
yeah.
see why not.
So there's actually an account receivable for Sharon Memorial. We're waiting on $96,382, and that was all billed out in August from Sheridan Memorial.
That's awesome. So do we have a figure, like a total, since we started this
period? What's been collected?
Or what's been billed?
These out of town transfers.
Right, what's been mm-hmm. billed and collected? Collected and billed. If, I don't know.
Yeah,
just so we have an idea.
I have that information. And Teresa and I work. I make sure our truck reports are correct and have the proper mileage and all the documentation that we need to make these transfers. And then the billing company does try to bill them for Medicare and private insurance. Most of the WBIs they don't pay for. So we give it a month and then we send an invoice, and I provide the information. Teresa sends the invoice to Sheridan Memorial. They want it via email. And so far, we have received $185,000. a part of that was deposited in last fiscal year.
Right.
But we've invoiced $147,000.
On top of
that. So that totals $333,000 for out-of-county transfers.
That's awesome.
With a portion of that already going to last year, but I think it maybe was $47,000.
And just for the record, would you mind sharing when you actually started those? Because there was a little delay in that.
Well, we had one in January. I know we didn't have our agreement written yet, but we did have one in January, one in February, two in March, two in April. No, let me start. We had about nine in April, about the equal number in May, June and July. And we're just billing for August. I'm going to get those to Teresa. So we wait and see if equipment claims can recoup any money first. And that, I haven't asked for a reimbursement because Sheridan will wait till they pay. And then if equipment claims has made a payment, before Buffalo EMS gets their percentage, I take out 10% because equipment claims takes that 10% out. So, but that's all included in the voucher. But the total is $333,000.
That's phenomenal.
So that's going to go to a long ways towards balancing our budget and more.
It's a big help. Big help. For sure. Anything else on the treasurer's report? Thank you. Okay, can I hear a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented? I so move.
Second.
I sort of tried to give it. Would you like to take a stab at giving the treasurer's report?
No.
A question before we vote. Under the CDs that we got August 31st, 2022, and 130, what's that total at the bottom? Our total balance?
I don't think that's
the total of the CDs, the 500,637.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
That's of just those three CDs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then the accounts, or the balance of the accounts is 825,898.04.
Thank you.
So the top one there is the same as the balance on the checking account.
Yep.
August 31st. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other? All right. All those in favor? I need a motion and a
second. We did.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hold.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Okay. Buffalo Director's Report. Do we need to do that?
Case in financial?
I'm not the treasurer, so I'm not. Casey's, do you want to comment on yearly finances, Crosby, for the treasurer's report since Jim's not here?
I mean, total wise, we're at 15%. That's 17% of the year. A couple line items are high, but they'll balance out as the year goes on. There's some of those upfront expenses and then. Everything else is kind of where it needs to be.
Okay. Some questions for Crosby on the...
Things continue on. Fuel's pretty high. Not really high. I mean, even though we have raised that one up, we're over where we would normally be this time of year.
Okay. Any other questions on KC's? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of this treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. All right. Back to Buffalo Director's Report.
Okay, so we had 83 calls in August. We had 13 transfers, one to Billings, 6 to Casper, 1 to Gillette, and 4 to Sheridan, 1 to the airport. We only had 1 nurse transfer during August. We had a total of 9 out-of-county transfers, 8 to Casper and 1 to Gillette. 30 of the calls for patients were in town, 53 were out of town. We had 41 residents, 42 non-residents. We had 1 assisted, 14 patient refusals, 5 standbys, 2 DOAs, and 2 trauma team activations. 19 were Medicare, 5 were Medicaid, 15 were insurance, 19 are self-pay, 7 were VA, and 2 were Title 25. So it was not an overly busy, but still steady month for August. The news on the ambulances, 106 had a bit of a mishap that's being covered by insurance. It went in today and it'll be out tomorrow. They, for the second time, put brake pads in MS-53, and they're going to put in a little more heavy duty brake pads this time. And 93 and 106 are going in for regular service. And I'll introduce Beth Sharp. Beth is an EMT that comes to us from Gillette. She's here. She was a dispatcher at our sheriff's office for a while, and now she's full time with us. And she's an advanced EMT and is one of the co instructors for our current EMT class that's running through Sheridan College here in Buffalo. And she has a co-teacher from Sheridan, and of course we're going to have some of the doctors help, and I've given a couple lectures already and we'll continue to do that.
Welcome. Good to have you here. Thank you.
To bring the prices down on the housing, I would move here.
We can work on that.
That's really all I got.
Dave, 14 patient refusals, for heaven's sake. I mean, what? God, that's a lot.
It is a lot. But, you know, people call an ambulance now for way less than they used to. They have a tendency to panic and call because somebody's choking. And we get there and they're okay and eating their, you know, senior center biscuit and doing just fine and say, I don't want to go. Or you get there and they're just fine. You know, we can't not go if somebody calls.
Right.
And, rural healthcare makes no money when that happens. But, you know, we pay our EMTs just the same if it's in the middle of the night or not.
Anything else for Dave? All right. We can move on to the KC Director's Report.
August, we had 10 calls, which ended up with 7 transports, 1 trauma, 6 medical. We had 2 standbys, 1 transfer, 2 canceled en route, which are those.
Change their mind kind of thing?
Most of those come through Highway Patrol dispatch because something goes on. Patrol dispatch called our dispatch, they send us, and then, oh no, never mind, they're fine. So. Or one of them was a lifeline alert. So that was our call volume for August. Still waiting on a DA license for narcotics. I have been emailing back and forth with the guy reviewing the file. I think he has everything. I don't know when we'll see that. Dr. Goddard came down again this month. We reviewed all of our transport calls, went really well. He had a few things to say about documentation and making sure following protocols the way they're designed. On a side note, we had a discussion about a trauma call we had, and he goes, man, that sounds like that was pretty serious. That guy might have some internal bleeding. Like, yeah, he goes, that, we should look at TXA, adding that to our arsenal of medications. And I said, well, here's a TXA protocol that somebody else uses. He goes, cool, put that in, let's do that. So he's been very progressive about adding stuff as there arise needs that he can see that we can use it. So.
Okay. Any other questions for Crosby? All right. Moving on to old business. Standby policy. I wanted that back on here just to make sure, because it was a little confusing down there at our last meeting, and I wanted to make sure that we all understood what we did with that standby policy. And one thing that I wanted to bring up, and it's in the minutes, but it says that a motion was made for 75 per hour for all events, and there will be an additional $75 administrative fee for each event. I wanted to go back and kind of address that, because I don't know if people will take that, for example, if you're the school district and you have 5 football games, are you paying $75 administrative fee per event, or are you paying a one-time $75 administrative fee? So I wanted to throw that out there.
Well, what do you think, Marilyn?
My personal feeling is it should just be a one-time administrative fee for the football game, or but I don't know. That's do you have to do paperwork
that you brought? So.
Well, we didn't have anything. It was just per hour. It was, and they just, it was per hour, and they paid up front with a deposit to, and then they could lose the deposit, but.
I think the administrative fee, if I may add, should be per season for the football team, because it takes, you know, we have to make a list, and we have to get all the people signed up on that list, and, you know, 2 per game, and who's doing which game, and this game, that game, the other game. So football season should get a $75 charge. And the rodeo at the, you know, what, setting that all up at the county fair should have a $75 one-time charge, and I think that would be fair.
Yeah.
Because it takes administrative time to put that together, but once it's together, you don't have to do it for each single session.
Yeah.
Of it.
I think that was just something we didn't flush out at our meeting, so in KC, so I would like to have some kind of an amendment to that verbiage so that we're not having to pay.
You got that verbiage?
Not thinking that well.
And I think all you'd have to say is that it's per season.
Per season.
Per
request, perhaps. When you make that request, you're making it for all the games.
But when you say per season, you mean like per basketball season, per volleyball season?
Right.
Each one of those gets a
tag. Fall, winter, spring.
Right.
And Carrie, what did you have to?
I think just per request might be the good
first. Right.
However, I know that right now the actual policy is in Barry Crago's hands, combining the one that Crosby brought forward and some of Dave's, you know. So I don't know if you need a motion to change that right now, because it was going to go into effect as of January 1st, is my understanding.
January 1st, and Barry looked at the paper, the document that Casey put forward for their people to fill out down there, and he's approved that. But I haven't heard back from him as far as combining, and because I think Buffalo EMS had their own
right.
agreement that you would have people fill out.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not, I guess I'll have to get back with Barry on that, but if you have yours, mm-hmm. and Casey has theirs, and Barry's approved Casey's, and I think he probably, did he look at yours? I don't know if he had a copy of yours or not to look at. Okay, we should, maybe we just need to just amend it then and say, per request.
Well, and if he's approved it, has it been signed off? And so do we have the actual policy?
All we have that has been approved is the document that Crosby put forward for Casey. We don't have anything else approved.
Okay. And that policy does not include the cost. It's more of a attachment to that. Is that correct?
That's the way I understood it. Anybody else have any?
That's all that was supposed to be, was the agreement
between the ambulance service
and the person requesting.
Right.
The policy is still up to you guys.
It's still out there. Yeah.
And also, and then like that form, all I would have to do is change the numbers in it to reflect whatever you approve in your policy.
Right. So the policy's still hanging out there.
And Barry's got it.
And Barry's
that. So no, the agreement is what Barry has.
Barry has the agreement, but the policy is still hanging out there. I mean, we don't have anything finalized or approved or anything from Barry.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's putting that policy together.
Well,
I'll send him.
I was confused because I thought that Buffalo EMS was going to send Barry something, I don't know, after that last meeting. So if you want to do that,
sure.
Okay, yeah. That would be great. All right.
And then I can mention, and you can mm-hmm. email him as well about, and if you guys want to make that motion today, about $75, not per event, but per request, or per...
I think we can make it today, and it just becomes part of the policy that gets approved.
I don't see why not.
As effect, in effect, though, January 1st.
January 1st, yes. Is there a problem with that?
I know. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, I'm not sure I'm happy with requests either. Maybe Barry has a suggestion.
All right. Okay, we'll just, I guess what we'll do, we'll just table that.
Why don't we follow what Dave said, per season? Fall, winter, spring?
Or we can table it till the next meeting. We've got until January. So,
because like
that's what I'll recommend.
And, yeah. You know, the,
I don't know. Very more attention.
Yeah.
High school rodeo, you know, they're all, what is that all?
So let's do it. Do I have a consensus that we can table this?
I make a motion.
Okay. All right. Second.
Aye.
Everybody in
favor? Did you have a second? Did you have a second?
No, we're good.
Did you have a second?
Did you second?
He did. Scott did. All right. Okay.
Scott did.
All in favor of tabling.
For the next meeting?
For the next meeting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that? Please. Okay. Hearing none. Okay. Bookkeeper administrative update.
Okay. Everything. I was able to get the laptop and the printer through Buffalo Computer with Marie's help, and everything's up and going and working quite well. The one issue I have right now is the Blood Bank of Buffalo. I'm having trouble logging on to the website.
It didn't work what we did.
No, you had to go in and initialize, and there's only a half an hour time frame.
I was not at home at my laptop to do it then, so I'll have to actually contact Tana at Buffalo or Bank of Buffalo tomorrow while I'm home, and possibly with maybe needing you to go back on your account. I'm not quite sure what the holdup is. It's because the email was changed that it's blocking it.
It's some kind of security.
Yes, it's a security issue, I understand. But Anna's working on it, and with her help and possibly with Marilyn's account.
Yeah, Jim is the the treasurer is the administrator. It has to be under the
He has to agree to it. I'm not quite sure how it's working, but anyhow, so I'm still trying to figure that out, and Carrie was able to forward the statements to me
that
I was able to finish up the treasurer's report and everything this last month, so.
All right. We'll get there.
Yes, we're getting closer. And then I'm going to make arrangements with Michelle towards the end of this month to go ahead and take over the payroll for Casey, and I'm going to have to contact QuickBooks and actually do an update in their version, because they're doing payroll on a 20 version, and the main books are being held in a 22 QuickBooks version, and so it won't correlate. And I think Michelle just told me earlier today that it's prompting her to update anyhow to get the tax tables to be correct. So that will be an additional fee for that QuickBooks to update.
But then because it's the one we already own, so it would still belong to the district. It'd just be the new version, then she would have that.
Correct.
She would take it over.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be that same license and just continue it on the 22 version.
Okay.
And then at that point, they will no longer use it. It'll just Teresa will have it.
What did you find out about Microsoft, the package for Word and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, it was put on the laptop by the Digitex.
Yeah.
And he took care of all that, and it's up and working.
Great. And Heidi is doing a backup, right?
So I now believe that Digitex is doing the backup.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that was in the agreement with Digitex.
She did leave the ability there to do that.
Okay. Yes.
But it was already in the maintenance agreement, we found out, so.
Okay. Good.
And I still have the option on that laptop to contact Buffalo Computer in case there's an issue, and then she can remotely enter the laptop and help me if there a problem arrives or anything. But
great.
Which they actually did have to do while I was setting up the printer, because the printer wasn't corresponding with the laptop, but they were able to fix it.
Great. Good.
But everything else is working well.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great. Okay. Anything else for Teresa? Okay. Building committee update. Don't believe there's anything for the building committee to update. We haven't met since the first time. Do you guys have anything there? Okay. The RFP for the architects.
What does RFP stand for here?
Request for proposal for an architect. Now, if I understood what happened in KC, what we decided was that we had this draft RFP, and that Barry would review it and let us know if it was okay, if he saw any issues, or if it was okay to go ahead and put a contact architects. So Barry approved the content of this RFP. So I need to know if you all have the consensus or the approval to go ahead and advertise for an architect.
Hey, Marilyn, have you heard anymore? You were working on a second grant. You got that first one from the state for building. Any thing on the second one, the matching one you were trying to put together?
We won't hear anything about that till the end of the month, into September, first part of October, it sounds like.
Okay.
So it's just sort of hanging
out. But you got that put together and sent in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Along with the equipment
along
one?
With an ambulance and
the equipment stuff.
Life pack.
That'll sell them for a couple hundred or more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, so on the building, and I don't know what's going on with the building as far as what anybody's looking at or cost-wise, but I guess what I'm saying here is, let's say get that doggone matching grant. So we got $900,000 available for a building. So I guess what I would like to know is, I guess where I come from is that I don't want that building to cost more than $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume I'd have to tap into the $500,000 we set aside. I don't want a $1.6 million building. I'd like a $900,000 building, but I don't know what we're looking at as far as a building and cost.
You know, I'm not sure what we're looking at either. If we change, go with some of what the building committee were looking at, it'd probably be more than $900,000. I think my thought is we need to see what this architect can do, get the land prepared. I have no idea for sure how.
So
we have some estimates on a building, which is where the dollar amount came from. But if
the $900,000 dollar amount.
Yeah, the clarity estimates, you guys saw those.
So this RFP for an architect, though, I mean, I guess, why would we send it out now? What's he going to give to us now when we don't even know what kind of building we're doing or whatever?
He will help decide what kind of building. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
And if we use the state money, we have to have an architect.
Okay.
But he will help design it. The information that you would be providing is on this.
I think you sent that out.
I did.
I guess I'm not all fired up to make that motion myself, but
yeah. Carrie, did you have your hand up?
I was just asking, what are the regulations for special use districts in this grant? How long do you have to advertise or have a public notice for this request? For
proposal, I believe it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can't do anything with the funds, pay for anything, until we get a grant award agreement back. And we don't have that back yet. It'll probably be a month before we get it back.
So what if we send out the RFP and get an architect? How do we pay him?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about this tonight for, is I wanted to make sure that y'all were okay with what we have to send out. It's not to say we have to advertise tomorrow, because like I said, we can't spend any of that money until we have that grant award agreement.
So you're just saying what? That you, is this wording of the RFP okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying we're voting on sending it out?
No. We can vote on it tonight if you want. And this grant with the mineral royalty grant is a matching grant. So we matched it. If we get this other grant, then it's going to be a wash for the rural healthcare district.
Right.
And it's a reimbursable grant, so the money has to go out before the money can come in. So when you say you don't want to touch...
Well, I understand if it's coming back in.
Yeah.
Is this putting the cart before the horse?
That's how
advertising it? You mean
right.
Advertising
right.
For the...
Because when they come back, then what do we do with that if we don't have the matching funds? You know? I guess.
Well, so... There was $500,000 set aside. We spent $80,000 of that for property to match this particular mineral royalty grant. So the match is there. So I'm not sure what you need.
I thought we were waiting to see what you got.
Because do we, I mean, do we really want to spend that other $420,000? Does that leave us enough in reserves?
That's what we have to decide.
I mean, does that leave us enough in reserves to cover expenses? I guess is my concern.
Yeah. Understandable. Carrie?
My question is, I think we just need to take a look at the RFP. And as a member of the building committee, I would like to see that. And I think that would clear up some questions, what the RFP does. That doesn't mean we're hiring an architect.
No.
It just is a request.
It means we're looking for one.
Right. The only cost that would be incurred would be the public notice.
Exactly.
But I think, the building committee and the board just can have a...
Yeah, this doesn't commit us to any money. This just says we're looking for an architect.
But if we could have a chance to take a look at that.
Yeah, I thought, I probably didn't have that one when the building committee met, did we? Okay, I'll get you a copy of it tonight. And if you all want another copy, I'll make you all.
Well, I looked at it, but, it's hard. I'm not technically just great.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
So.
But Barry had looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I guess I'm sitting there going, I don't want to do anything tonight, but.
I think the building committee ought to look at it, and then everybody else have a chance to look at it again before we send it out.
What do you think, Mark?
I agree. Just let the building committee look at it.
Okay.
And then, I mean, we got months to 6 weeks before we know anything on that other grant. That a month isn't going to hold us up from anything.
No. See, I'm really hoping we don't have to spend the $420,000 at all.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to keep that in reserves.
That would be a good thing. All right. So what I'm hearing is we'll get copies of this to the building committee, and then since Barry's approved it, and get it to the building committee, and I'll get you guys all another copy, and we'll go from there.
And I'll talk about it.
Put it on the next meeting. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Any other old business? Okay.
So we were asked to put together a agreement for the non-emergent medical transport from Sheridan, and we have that. And it's not complete, but it's a three-page agreement that we're going to share with Barry and then bring what Barry and we decide back to you.
Okay.
And then present it to Sheridan Hospital.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Thanks, Dave.
David, I've been seeing a lot in the paper and everything that there's some kind of arrangement between Campbell County and Sheridan County Hospital, Sheridan. I'm not quite sure who all is involved in Sheridan there, but will that affect our transfer world?
Well, I don't know if that is the right answer, but it would be my guess from what I've heard, and I shouldn't even say this, but because it's not, solid, but Campbell County is going to be helping and doing the emergency transport, but didn't show a lot of interest in the site transports and that sort of thing, and that's kind of what we've been doing the most of, is calls from Sheridan to psychiatric wards, around the region, mostly Casper, but some could go to Gillette too. So, the correct answer I should give is I don't know. And but I even so, I think we'll put it in the agreement that we would get some percentage of those calls or all the site calls or something for that effect. With Sheridan, if they would like us to do that.
So hopefully, it sounds like potentially we could continue to have this source of income that's new to us.
Potentially.
Yeah. Continue. Strong potential.
Strong.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Any other old business? Okay, moving on to new business. Fiscal year 2022 audit.
Yes. There is a postcard that came in the mail. And you have to declare as a board who you want, what accounting office you want to do the audit, and it has to be declared by the end of September. So that has to be agreed upon at this meeting today so that there can be follow-up to that accounting firm, and they have to file with the state of Wyoming by the end of September that they will start the audit process.
So in the past, we've used Cloud Peak. We've gotten bids before. We don't have time to get a bid now.
Is Cloud Peak willing to continue on with us, or do we know that?
I have not.
I haven't talked, haven't heard that they weren't.
Yeah.
I guess we can double check that.
Is that something you'd like me to do?
Sure.
To call and ask?
Yeah, if you have time.
But I guess I'd like to make a motion that we, you know, use Cloud Peak again for our audit services per this state requirement or something. And I guess, though, if we find out they don't want to do it, then we got to scramble and have a special meeting or something and get one appointed. So.
Yeah. I second that.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, Jason, I'll check back with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Call for new business. Scott?
That's why I put my hand up. I would like to, if I could just have a short second before Scott.
Okay.
The laptop that we have, that the rural healthcare has, that we use for training, is in sad shape. And I could Beth has been using that. And I think we need a different one. And it's primarily used for, and I'll let Beth speak to that.
It's primarily used for the training that I'm putting on and the class, the EMT class. I do have a perspective of 3 of the 5 students that I work for Buffalo EMS, which is super exciting. But I can't download anything on it because it has some kind of an admin on there. We've talked to DeVore, and he said it's not his admin. Mm-hmm. We don't know what admin is on there, so it's basically a calculator.
Yeah, I visited with Dawn about it, too.
Yeah, I sent you the carbon copy of my work order with him because I thought it was supported. We had been using it at the hospital to do waters as well. But the new computer could also be an extra computer for EMTs to do their trip reports on that aren't necessarily in the ambulance on the iPads.
Well, and I don't know a lot about this regional coalition grant, but there may be money in that that would support this purchase.
Are you talking about the healthcare coalition? Yeah, maybe. It'll be worth checking into for sure.
Well, because I know that PC received some training equipment. I don't know if they're going to consider a laptop as being training, but that's primary use for it, to be honest.
We use it at the classes to show the PowerPoints and all that stuff.
Yeah. We can certainly check it out. It's worth checking. They just got their new round of funding. They've changed some things the way they're operating now, so I can't say for sure. They've gone to a nonprofit with a board as opposed to the way we were operating, just under the state's umbrella. So I will get with them and see what we can come up with. Doesn't hurt to try.
And the I think it was $1,079 was the one we were looking at.
Right, that I gave like four different ones for the mats.
Some quotes that I can forward to you, Mary.
Yeah, would you?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see if we can't get them to cover that.
Who is that again?
It's a Region 1 Healthcare Coalition. It's a group of hospitals, public health, EMS organization that's supposed to coordinate during disasters and incidences. So it's federal money that comes from the CDC. And we'll just see what we can get. They did turn me down. I did try to get that LifePak 15, and they turned us down for that. But
that was 16,000 or something.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. So let's try it. So Carrie, you'll shoot me that?
I will.
Okay. All right. Any other new business?
Scott had some.
Oh yes.
I just wanted to make a comment about the bullet. If any of you saw the bulletin article, which basically is calling for us to be a paramedic-based service instead of whatever we are here, kind of caught me off guard because, you know, I've served off and on this board for like 12 years going on at different times, but I guess I've never felt that this need for something beyond an EMT-based services and paramedic thing. And I'm just speaking for myself, not for the rest of you guys. They did a nice article about Casey and the fact that we've got a paramedic there, and Michelle's working on one, which is unbelievable. Those guys have done that on their own, but I don't think we need an EMT service or a paramedic-based service here, and I don't believe we need one in KC either, although we are blessed with them because they've done it on their own. And I guess where I'm going with this is I'd like to know, and I was maybe wanting the board maybe to invite the bulletin to come and explain to us their data and their research, because that's quite a statement to put out to 4,000 or 5,000 subscribers in the county and set in their mind that, hey, this is where to go. And I'd like to know, I guess I'd like to ask them, well, tell us why. What did you base that on? Did you write that article, that editor?
No, I don't have anything to do with the editorial.
Oh, do you know who wrote it?
I would have been either Rob or Jen. They both write editorials.
Oh, okay. Well, I was hoping Jim would be here. Maybe he can influence them maybe to come in and help tell us where they got the research and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's all I was concerned about. It was like, wow, suddenly we're going to change the whole way we do things. And, you know, we had that consultant report that pretty much said that we've got a pretty good system here. Mm-hmm. And so I'd love to know what they're basing that on. Because they might, to make that statement and put that out to the world, they must have some data and research. I'd love to know what that is. Because maybe we should be going that route, you know?
Yeah, I can't answer.
So that's all I was wanting to say. So I guess I'd like to write a letter and ask to invite them to come and give us the research, you know?
Yes, we can.
Well,
I'm
just throwing that out.
I agree. That because that went out to everybody in the county and whoever subscribes.
Right. I mean, it's almost like, what? There's something wrong with our system? And I don't believe there is at all. And maybe there's a better way to do it. But I guess I'd like to find out what that is. And if it's cheaper, which I don't believe, I'd love to get their information on how we recruit EMTs. Maybe they have some information on that, because that seemed to be how this character gets the EMTs he does down in KC, you know, a small community, gets them, Dave gets them up here, and everything we've ever read about rural health districts and getting people to volunteer and work as EMTs, it's tough. So maybe they know something I don't know that's better. Because regardless whether you have paramedics, as far as I know, you're still going to need EMTs and EMT support to make it work. So I don't know. I guess I'd like to have them explain that to us.
Okay.
But maybe they can do another editorial and explain
maybe
it to us.
Maybe you could go
but talk. I know Jim probably didn't have anything to do with it because he doesn't own it. But he could maybe help us get that
maybe
done.
Maybe you could go down there and talk to the guy.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've never specifically invited the media to make comments at our meeting, but...
Well, I came out of the blue to me. I came out of the blue to me that all of a sudden, oh, that's how we're being viewed? I mean, I don't know why we're sitting here on this board and weekend around and doing what we're doing, and then the paper knows better than we do. And like I guess I've been on here 12 years, and I've never had the paper tell me, hey, this is what you ought to be doing. So I don't know. That's kind of threw me off. Not that they don't have the power and the ability to do that and say what they want, you know, but whatever.
So. Yeah. I've wondered sometimes why we even need a rural health care district board. All right. Anything else? Okay. Public comment.
So I guess are we going to invite them to come and explain that? I think we should.
Said I would.
Okay. I didn't know if you needed a motion or anything.
I think we're good.
Okay.
As a public comment, very quickly, I agree with what Scott's saying. I think the couple of bulletins should come and talk to this board and perhaps give us the rationale for why they insulted every one of the hardworking, dedicated heroes we have on our team. I'd like to hear that.
Any other public comment? Yes.
So I have about 7,000 hours of clinical time, and that was an insult to me. I probably have as much, if not more, clinical hours than a paramedic does, because I have ALS instructor's certification. I have PALS instructor certification. I can list all my certifications, so I have more hours than a paramedic does. Because so I choose to do. I'm an education person.
Mm-hmm.
So as the board, you guys should be offended for us that somebody would write that we are subpar in our education, because there's nothing subpar about my education. I've worked in very large 911 districts where 10 calls a case did. I did one in one day, 10 calls. So for them to say that my education is subpar or below a paramedic standard, there's not a paramedic alive that will tell you that a basic doesn't save their butts on a regular basis. Because you have to do the basics before you can do the paramedic stuff. So, as the board, you guys should be offended for us.
Anything else?
If you look in Waters, I did about 780 calls in the last 2 years. So, yeah, it was a little offensive to me as well.
What do you mean? You did?
Calls for service. I responded to about 780 calls in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I can believe that.
So, I get it. I get what's being said.
All right. We will invite them to come to our meeting. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none, I would like to call for the adjournment of this meeting.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.